Amos, it's Sunday again.
Sunday is right, and don't forget we is on the radio every Sunday for Rinso.
Yeah, and look, here comes Ken Carpenter now with the biggest news in Rinso's history. Let's listen to him.
It's the biggest news ever. It's new 1950 Rinso with Solium. A full year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. But more about that in a few minutes. Now, Lever Brothers Company and new 1950 Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Luman, Eddie Green, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Occurred recently in the life of Andy Brown. It all started about 2 weeks ago when Andy and the Kingfish dropped into a lunchroom for a quick bite to eat.
Yeah, well, what are you going to have, Andy?
Oh, I think I'll have a stack of wheat cakes, scrambled eggs, sausages, some ham, and 2 cups of coffee.
It does, huh?
Yeah, I never like to eat too much between meals.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have a pretty good meal myself to build up my strength, huh? I got to pick up my check today, and it's 14 blocks down to the unemployment office, you know.
Well, you know, Kingfish, with spring coming on, it sure is a nice time of the year to be unemployed.
Yeah, and summer and fall ain't bad loafing weather neither, you know, Andrew.
You know, Kingfish, I am sure glad that we ain't got to work. I know that.
May I take your order, please?
Yeah, waitress, you can bring me a... Hello? You know, you was about the best-looking gal I have seen in a long time.
Uh-oh, the wolf has done picked up the scent.
Have you decided what you want to order?
If you was on the menu, I'll have a double order. I really don't want that Kingfish.
Oh, yeah, you're knocking them off there now. Could we stop this mushed-up dough and order the food? Look, waitress, I'll have ham and eggs, and you can turn the eggs over.
Order ham and eggs splitting, Joe.
Ham and eggs splitting.
Hey, honey, you is new around here, ain't you? Well, I bet a sweet little gal like you has got a million boyfriends already.
Well, not exactly. I am kind of new around here. I haven't had a chance to make any friends. I guess I'm sort of a babe in the woods.
Babe in the woods? Honey, shake hands with an old forest ranger.
What you want to order,
Yeah, give me the same as my friend here.
All right. Oh, Joe, ham and eggs, splitting a pair.
Ham and eggs, splitting a pair.
You know, honey, Mother Nature sure done a beautiful job on you. If you was a bird, you'd be the prettiest pigeon in Capistrano, you know.
Yeah, I'll take it easy, Andy. I was a married man, and I can't stand this stuff on an empty stomach.
Don't turn me down, Kingfish. Let me alone. Honey, now that the ice is broke, permit me to introduce myself. My name is Andrew H. Brown.
Well, how do you do? My name is Dorothy Richards.
Dorothy Richards. That's a pretty name. Say, after work, how about me and you taking a little walk tonight? We might even sit on a bench in the park for a while.
Ah, that sounds nice. But won't it be a little chilly out there?
You really is new around here, ain't you?
Between Andy and Dorothy soon blossomed into a big romance. It's now 2 weeks later. We find Andy up in his room making the official announcement of the Kingfish.
Yeah, Kingfish, me and Dorothy is official engaged. We done decided to take the feudal step.
Yeah, so you're going to get married, huh, Andy? Well, welcome to Devil's Island. Tell me this, when did it all happen, Andy?
Last night. And you know, getting engaged is really a thrilling moment. Is it always that way, Kingfish? How did you pre-pose the sapphire?
Well, I didn't exactly pre-pose to Andy. The thing kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah.
You see, one night she invited me over for a little Sunday evening social at her folks' house.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of friends and relatives there. Her Aunt Matilda was at the organ. A couple of brothers, the local preacher, and 2-3 cousins.
Sound like quite a party, all right.
Oh, yeah, anyway, we was playing parlor games when all of a sudden Sapphire's mother jumped up and says, "Do anyone here know the name of our first president?" I said, "I do." And with that, Matilda started pounding the organ. The preacher whipped out his book, and the next thing I knew, I was a first president.
Yeah, that was something, all right. They really sprung the trap onto you there, didn't they, Kingfish?
Yeah, it was a tough break, all right, Ann. If it hadn't been for George Washington, I'd still be a single man. Say, Ann, what is all these scrapbooks and junk you got spread out on the table here?
Oh, they is all the old momentums of my bachelor days. Now that I'm getting married, I'm going to burn them up.
You sure got a pile of souvenirs, yeah?
Yeah.
There's an old dead rose, a couple of ribbons, a lace handkerchief.
Oh, yeah. Different gals give me all that stuff.
Notice a hat pin here. Some gal give you that, Annie?
Well, in a way she did. She jabbed me with it one night in the hallway.
I see you got a lot of pictures here.
Yeah.
There's a goofy-looking guy there. Who is that old scarecrow of a woman standing there with him?
Kingfish, that's you and Sapphire.
I wonder what we ever saw in each other.
Well, these other pictures here of all these gals, I'm going to throw away.
Well, then all this stuff is over with now. From here on, you is a one-woman man.
Yeah.
And then I want to say from the bottom of my heart that I was happy to know that you was at last found the right gal.
Well, thank you, Kingfish. I appreciate that.
Yes, and I tell you, after being married to Sapphire for 22 years, I found that the only thing that makes marriage worthwhile for a man is love, understanding, and affection.
It is, huh?
Yeah, I sure wish I could get a little of it around my place, you know. Sure was happy to see my dear friend Andy getting married to a nice girl. After all, him and me has been... Wonder who that is. Come in.
Young man, I'm looking for George Stevens.
George Stevens, he ain't no trouble, is he?
No.
Well, I is George Stevens.
Mr. Stevens, I'll get right down to facts. I happen to be the father of Dorothy Richards. I understand your friend Andrew Brown intends to marry her.
Yes, Andrew Brown, yes, that's right, he gonna marry.
Frankly, I don't think Brown is the man for my daughter. The more I try to influence her, the more she's determined. Now, I'm willing to pay you $100 to break up the marriage.
Wait a minute, Chair. Is you asking me to betray my best friend for $100? Is you asking me to come between him and the gal that he loves? Is you asking me to do a thing so low and underhanded? Is that $100 in cash?
Yes. Payable as soon as you break up the marriage.
Well, there's a deal. You know, mister, you was really lucky that you come to me. I don't know another one of Andy's dear friends that would have double-crossed him any cheaper, I tell you.
Journey to the other side.
You and me, we swear and strain, body all aching and racked with pain.
Oh, that barge, it's
that veil.
Get a little drunk and you land in jail.
I get it with a cynical giant. Tired of living, afraid of dying. But old man River, he's rolling. Oh.
New 1950 Rinso is here. It's ready to use right now. Tomorrow, ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new Rinso. New 1950 Rinso with Solium. 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. That's right. Three times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
Well, I've tried the new Rinso and got the surprise of my life. All my white things turned out gleaming white. They're whiter than new. And my colored things look so gay. I'm sure they're actually brighter than brand new.
It's absolutely true. The sensational whiter washing action of new 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter and brighter than any other soap.
Yet Rinso is so safe for all my wash. And it's so easy on my hands, too.
Tomorrow, get new 1950 Rinso with Solium in the familiar green and yellow package. And now, back to Amos and Andy.
Walk on home and get some lunch. I got to figure out some way to break up Andy's wedding to that widow. Well, here comes Shorty the barber down the street. Well, hello there, Shorty.
Well, I'll be doggone for there, but look here, but for there, I'll be got higher, can't say.
Shorty, I was in sort of a spot here. Maybe you can help me. I just got to find some way to bust up a marriage.
Yeah, well, knowing your wife, Chief, we kind of how you feel. Yeah.
No, Shorty, in my marriage, you see, the father of the gal Anders is engaged to wants me to break the engagement because he don't think Anders is the right man for
her. Well, why don't you just introduce Andy to another gal and make up a story about her being rich? That ought to do the trick.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Shorty. Now, you know, Shorty, you don't look it, but you is really a pretty fella.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just wish I knew it of some gal that I could get to pose as a wealthy woman for Andy's benefit.
Yeah, well, I can get you one, Ken, first. I know a manicurist who used to work for me. You give her a few bucks and she'll make a play for Andy and tell him that she's rich and everything.
Oh, that is swell, Shorty. Let's go over and talk to her right now.
Okay, Kingfish. You know, this is about the 12th time Andy's been engaged.
Yeah.
He really got luck with the women.
Well, the way you talk, Shorty, you don't get no gals, huh?
No, but last week I got a great idea from some of the fellas. Yeah, they were standing in front of the drugstore down the street and whistle at gals. And within 5 minutes, every one of them they'd walk away with some cute little gal under their arm.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. So last night, I tried the same thing. I got dressed up fit to kill. Flower in my buttonhole, shine on my shoe, and I stood in front of that same drugstore just like the other fellas and whistled just like this.
Yeah, well, what did you get, Jordan?
Oh, I got a cocker spaniel.
Oh, come in, Brother Andy. I was just sitting around the office here.
Yeah, hiya, Kingfish. I just been down to the beanery talking to my financier. Yeah. And you know I've been thinking, it ain't going to be right for the wife of Andrew H. Brown to be seen working behind a counter in a lunchroom.
Oh, I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. After we is married, I'm going to try to get her transferred to the kitchen where you can't see her.
Oh, ain't no sense in having her disgrace, Andy.
No.
Oh, boy, I really tired today. I was up late last night at a big society party.
Stepping up in the class, huh? Who gives the party?
Oh, some new gal that we met, Andy. She's a wealthy, rich widow.
Yeah.
And on top of that, she got a lot of money, too. Oh, what a party. She served nothing but imported caviar. I must have drank 4 or 5 glasses of this stuff.
Yeah, that gal that gives the party sure must have been wealthy.
Oh, yeah. You ought to see her, Andy. She was really loaded with jewelry, too. Got a couple of beautiful mink coats.
Sounds like some gal, all right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, yeah. For a single unmarried woman looking for a husband, she's really a prize. Of course, you wouldn't be interested now that she was engaged, would you? Of
course not. Me interested in another woman just because she got money? What's her name?
Well, her name is Eloise Smith. Oh, I tell you, Andy. Say, and look who come across the street here. It's the rich Eloise Smith now. I told her to drop by here, you see.
That's the rich gal. Huh? Mm-hmm. Look at the heels on her shoes there. They sure is wore down, ain't they?
No, you see, she hasn't made that way, Andy. You see, she's a little knock-kneed, and by wearing the heels wore down on the outside, sort of springs the knees out a little bit. Wait a minute. I'll tell her to come on in here. I'd like to have you meet her. Oh, Miss Smith, sir, come on in. I'd like to have you meet my friend here. And I'd like to have you meet the rich and cultured Miss Smith.
How you do?
My, what a charming, good-looking man. Is you in the moving picture?
Who, me?
Who's she talking about?
Oh, no. I ain't no moving pictures, no.
Well, Miss Smith, I noticed that you ain't wearing none of your big diamond jewelry that you usually has on.
Well, you see, I got to do a lot of rushing around today, and I'm traveling light.
Why don't you let me help you off with your mink coat, Miss Smith?
Oh, don't bother.
Kingfish, you say that's a mink coat?
Oh, certainly it's mink. It's the finest you can get. Genuine wild mink.
Yeah, well, I figured it was wild, all right. Look at that. Some of those minks has been in some tough fights, ain't they?
Yeah, I guess he is, isn't it?
Yeah, that one on the elbow there must have had a fight with an Indian. He was scout.
You know, Mr. Brown, Mr. Stevens here was telling me so much about you, and may I say you was even more charming than I expected.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I got to run along now and draw a few $1,000 out of the bank. I'd ask you to come with me, Mr. Brown, but I understand another woman already has you in her clutch.
Yeah, well, keep talking. I think her clutch is slipping.
Well, if anything happens, my telephone number is Lehigh 56893. Well, goodbye. I just can't resist pinching you on your little old jowl there. Coochie, coochie, coochie.
And a coochie, coochie to you, too.
Yes, sir.
Lehigh, 56893, huh?
Yeah, Lehigh, that's right. Now, Andy, I can see you think along the right line. Boy, that gal really got class, Andy. See the way she strutted out here?
Oh, yeah, I like everything about her. I even like the sound of her knees knocking together. But listen, Kingfish, what is I going to tell Dorothy?
Well, now, let's see. Just tell her that you're breaking the engagement for her own good. Make up some story that you was a gangster or a criminal or something. And that it ain't fair for you to marry her even though you love her.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I got a date with her at 8 tonight. And along about 8:30, I'll break the engagement and tell her I ain't never going to see her again.
Well, why do you want to wait till 8:30?
Well, I thought I'd get in a little smooching first.
Well, Henry Van Porter, what you doing at the Lloyd's Hall here tonight?
Well, I just came in, Kingfish, to show you an item that appeared in the evening newspaper. It's about Dorothy Richards, that gal that Andy is engaged to.
Yeah, well, what is the thing, Henry?
Well, it seems that she's a society gal, Kingfish, and she's decided that all men in her own set were trying to marry her for her money. So she left home and got a job as a waitress to try and find real love.
Well?
Yes. You see, Kingfish, Dorothy Richards is an heiress. She's worth $50,000.
Holy smokes. And Andy's going to break the engagement tonight. Now I see why her papa wanted me to bust up to marry.
Yes, well, what are you going to do, Kingfish?
Well, I'm going to call Andy's room and see if he left yet. I'm going to try to stop him. $50,000 is a lot more than that measly $100 her father offered me.
Oh, yes, it'll be a shame if Andy loses out on that.
Yeah, you know, there ought to be a law that when a fella tells a gal he loves her, she got to declare her assets. Now, I'll be going.
It's here a year ahead, and it's ready to use right now. Ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new 1950 Rinso with Solium. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
New Rinso is a joy to use because my wash turns out so beautifully.
My white things are the loveliest white, even whiter than new. And my gay print dresses, too, are brighter than when I first wore them.
Yes, the sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter, brighter than new. Whiter, brighter than any other soap.
Rinso's so gentle for my hands, too. And so safe for all my wash.
Tomorrow, get the economical giant size of new 1950 Rinso. Now, back to Amos and Andy.
Oh, me, I done called Andy's room, but it's too late. He done already left for Dorothy's apartment. By now, he's talking himself and me out of $50,000. Oh, hello there, Stonewall.
Oh, hi, Kingfish.
Yeah. Stonewall, I got a big problem here, and I really at the end of my rope. It looks like this time that I'm going to have to throw in the sponge. Oh, I really give up.
Oh, that ain't no attitude to take. I never give up, Kingfish. Never say die. Did I give up practicing law just because I was disbarred? Did I give up practicing law because I couldn't get no clients? Did I give up practicing law because I couldn't make no money? No, I did not. Three of the biggest mistakes I ever made.
Yeah, well, here was the situation, Stonewall. You see, Andy was in love with the gal, and the gal's father come along and offered me $100 to break up the marriage. So I did.
That's natural.
Yeah, but now I done discovered. I done discovered now that the gal is worth $50,000. And if Andy marries her, I'm going to get half of it, you see. Now, what can I do, Stonewall? Oh. Andy's up at the gal's apartment right now telling her that he is a criminal and breaking off the gate.
Oh, do something. Do something about it, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, what must I do? Don't keep hollering, do something. Tell her what to do. Don't say do something.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what can I do? I know. Go up to her apartment right now. And if Andy's already done told her about breaking off the engagement, you just tell her that the real reason that Andy's breaking it off is because he found out she got $50,000 and he is too noble to marry a gal for her money.
Hey, that's a great idea, Stonewall. Only thing is, by doing that, I'll be double-crossing her father. Now, do you think that double-crossing her father is right?
Kingfish, I can only answer you in the words of that old Latin quotation. Ad valorem cum magnus sanctum.
What does that mean?
Oh, man, yeah.
So that is the story, Dorothy. I was really a hardened criminal.
Andy, you a criminal? I just can't believe it. You've always been so sweet.
Well, you see, Dorothy, I got two personalities. Oh, I'm a regular Dr. Jerk and Mr. Hyde. No, Dorothy, it's like I say, it'd never work out. I come to say farewell and goodbye.
Well, Andy, if that's the way you think. Oh, I'll see who it is.
Yeah, okay.
Why, it's your friend, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, excuse me, Dorothy. Hand the boy. I can't let you do it.
Do what,
Jake? Break off the marriage just because you know that Dorothy here ain't really a waitress and on top of that has $50,000 in her own name, cash.
I know that.
Certainly you does, stupid. Miss Richards, Andy here made up that story about being a criminal and for a very noble reason.
Well, what reason was that?
What reason was that?
Because, Andy, is you know you was too noble to marry a woman that has got money. But I can't let you do it, Andy. I know you love Dorothy, and this gal, she is the gal for you, right there.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Kingfish, but what about Lehigh, 56893?
Wrong number.
Oh.
Andy, Mr. Stevens is right. You're wonderful for feeling that way, but we can't let my money stand in the way of our marriage.
Okay, honey, I'll marry you. It's just that I has always felt that marriage can't be no success where the wife has got a lot of money. Ain't that what I felt, King?
Oh, yeah, you said it 1,000 times.
Oh, Andy, we will be married.
Yeah, and just think, if it hadn't been for me rushing over here and explaining everything, Andy would have walked out of your life forever.
Oh, that would have been a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, I shiver every time I think of it.
Oh, Andy, this is all so wonderful. Let's not wait any longer.
Yeah, get married right away. You know, I only hope, Dorothy, that you can be worthy of a man like Andy with his fine ideals.
Yeah, and you know, honey, even though I hate your money, I'll be as kind to it if it was my own. Yes, Amos, the wedding is all set for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I am certainly happy for you, son. Congratulations, Andy.
Oh, yeah, this is a real love match, Amos. She got $50,000. Of course, I ain't going to take all of it.
Oh, well, that's nice. Leave a few dollars for herself, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, the Kingfish has got to get his cut.
Yeah, well, Andy, I hope that the money angle ain't the only reason that you was marrying Dorothy.
Oh, no, Amos. I'm crazy about the gal. Of course, with that kind of money, why, me and the Kingfish won't have to work the rest of our lives. You see, me and the Kingfish has always said that we ain't never going to work again.
Yeah, well, tell me this. How come you're having the wedding so soon?
Well, you see, Amos, knowing that I was going to marry the gal and get her money, why, me and the Kingfish done gone out and bought 6 suits of clothes and some shoes and a lot of other stuff. And you know the store where we got them is pressing us for the money. They want it right away. So we got to nuptial this thing up as soon as we can, I'll tell you that.
Well, I see what you mean there. Well, I'll see you at the wedding tomorrow then, Andy. I got to get going now.
Yeah, well, you know, Amos, I was just thinking here, it's too bad that my little godchild, Amos Andra, ain't a little bit older. I'd like to have her as a flower gal at my wedding.
Yeah, well, Amos Andrew is a little too young for that, Andy. Well, I'll see you there, though. So long, son.
Yeah,
see you
right,
later.
All right, so long.
Oh, hello there. Amos ordered away. I've got to see Andy in a hurry.
Okay, Kingfish.
Hey, Kingfish. Look at you. What's up? Your eyes is popping out.
Andy, look here. Here's a telegram that just come for you from Dorothy, and I done opened the thing. Read it.
Let me see that, Kingfish. Dear Andy, after that story you and Mr. Stevens told the other night, I got suspicious. I investigated and found out you just wanted to marry me for my money. I have married my true love, Joe Smith, the short order cook at the lunchroom, and we are on our way to California. Goodbye, Dorothy. Holy smoke, she done left for California with the cook from the restaurant.
Yes, Andy, this is a tough break, Ori.
Yeah, not only has I lost the one love of my life, but we is in trouble.
What you mean?
Well, how in the world is we going to get a hold of money enough to pay for them suits and the other stuff that we bought?
Hey, look here, waiter, I'll have ham and eggs. You can turn the eggs over.
Order ham and eggs, flip them.
Ham and eggs, flip them. Amos, what is the advantage in Rinso being 1950 when everything else is 1949?
Well, let me answer it this way for you, Andy. What if I was able to reach into the future and hand you a newspaper with everything in it that was going to happen 1 year ahead?
Well, then I'd know a lot of things that nobody else would know. I'd have to jump on everybody.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it is with Rinso, Andy. They has got to jump on everybody by bringing out a soap that's fully 1 year ahead of time. Ain't that right, Mr. Carpenter?
Well, that's right, Amos. New 1950 Rinso is here. It's ready to use right now. New 1950 Rinso has 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Only Rinso contains Solium. Try new 1950 Rinso tomorrow.
Well, Andy, it sure was nice of you to offer to come over here and sit with little Amos Andrew while I take my wife out for a few hours.
Oh, don't worry, Amos. Me and Amos Andrew are going to get along great here. We is going to have fun. Ain't we, honey?
Hey, she really likes you, don't she, Andy?
Oh, sure she do. Coochie, coochie, coo.
Well, I got to get going now, Andy. Ruby's waiting out in the hall. I hope you won't be lonely here, because Amos and going to sleep in a few minutes, you know.
Oh, don't worry, Amos. I guarantee you, I ain't going to be lonely.
Yeah, well, so long, son.
So long.
Number, please.
Operator, get me Lehigh 56893.
Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time. And meet another company to make it a new intro with Solium will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night to all of you from all of us.